Our faith is important to God. We have to be extremely cautious about our words. You can't be sloppy. You have to be diligent about them. Retrain your mouth.
When your household is under attack and there is the influence of fear and unbelief, what should you say? Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he teaches how to put a watch over your mouth and trust God. Now here's Kenneth.
Let's go over here to Jeremiah 17. Look at the fifth verse. Thus saith who?
The Lord.
Look at it again. Capital L, small capital O-R-D. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Your name's sake. Thus saith Hashem. The name. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. So this is not talking to an unbeliever. This is talking to a covenant believer here, but he has transferred his trust in God over to trusting in the government, in programs, in men, what they can do for him, what is, and Ham and Japheth did that, and Shem didn't. He stayed in the blessing of the Lord, and Ham and Japheth went their own way and created the first socialistic government under Nimrod, who was a really, really bad guy. The first known king. So it was a socialistic monarch. Now listen to this. He shall be like the heath, H-E-A-T-H. That is translation of a word that means a stunted little bush or shrub that could have been a tree. But its growth has been stunted and it is deprived and alone and naked, living in a salt environment where nothing can grow. And even if it rains where the heath lives, all you get is salt water because of the soil. Is salty. That's the heath. Now listen to what happens. This is the curse that people get into. I'm talking about Christian people, brother. People that have a covenant with God, but they don't trust that. They don't trust the love or the light or the name or anything else. Oh yeah, yes, amen. Our God is able, but the trust is in the government. Or the trust is in somebody else or in the family or old Uncle Ben or somebody. I mean, but not God. Now notice this. He's like the heath in the desert and shall not see when good comes. God can try to get the answers to this person and he don't know it when he sees it. He prays and says, God, what'll I do in this mess? And the Lord says, tithe something quick. Oh, I couldn't do that. Go help somebody at the hospital. Oh, I'm not qualified to do that. Start teaching a child's class. Oh, I couldn't do that. I don't have any education. Oh, I'm sure God didn't know that. If he'd have known that, he probably wouldn't have had nothing to do with it. Now see, that's the problem though. He's blinded to God's way of doing anything. He doesn't see when the good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land and not inhabited. He's out there by himself. Blessed. Whoa. When I see that word, I'm telling you, my antenna goes straight up because I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. You're looking to him. He's your source. What the rest of them do has no bearing on you.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen to it carefully. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river, rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in God loves me. My God knows I have need of these things, and I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things are added to me. He's my hope. He's my future. And now I obey the word when it says, sorrow not, for we're not a people without hope. Amen.
Amen.
It just says, sorrow not. Why? He bore our sorrows.
Amen.
He bore our griefs.
Amen.
What are you doing grieving?
Yeah.
I didn't say it's easy. It takes faith and obedience. And you obey it and you begin to learn and get insight and concept that other people don't have. And Christian people just bypass that scripture. It says, sorrow not. We're not a people without hope. And they say it all the time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And they go to a funeral and say, we're so sorry.
Sorrow not.
You're standing off out there in that desert. You don't know when good comes. Sorrow not. Now look at this. We'll close with this verse. He shall be as a tree planted by the water that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when the heat or when the drought comes, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful or anxious in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Why? Some guy body's got to feed that little stunted bush out there in the salt flats. And get that little guy out of that desert and get him over here under the leaf and the coverage and the cool place by the river. And let that little stunted bush turn into a tree. On the mercy of God.
Amen.
Just like you. Amen.
Amen.
That's what this is about. That's the reason we're not careful. We don't have to change the way we operate. I don't stop my giving when times get rough. I increase it.
Amen.
Always. Always. There'd be times that I'd just say, Lord, what would you like me to do right now? Is there anything I can do for you right now? I got my ears open. Amen. Oh, Brother Copeland. Ooh. Ain't no telling what he's liable to tell you to do. I hope it's so big I can't do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what make you rich. When it's so big you can't do it, he give you what it takes. Then you can go do it. And it will be exceeding abundantly beyond what you can ask or think. But now you can ask or think that, so the next one's going to be bigger than that.
Amen. Praise God. Come on.
Which of you rather be? That little stunted bush or the big tree down there by the waters with your roots sunk in the love of God and in the faith of God? Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Stand with me, please. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise the Lord and worship Him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's a lot of word in you right now, and your spirit is feeding. Now, I'm going to teach you something. This will work every time you put it to work. I want you just to check now. Before we do this, I have to say this to you. It's extremely important. We are in training. People that live by faith and trust God are the elite core. We're right up on the front of this. Our faith is important to God. We have to be extremely cautious about our words. You can't be sloppy. You have to be diligent about that. Retrain your mouth instead of just letting it just blab out whatever it wants to say. God is love. If you continue to loosely use the word love, you will never develop the divine respect and honor for that word and for that name. The scripture says, don't love the world, nor the things in the world. God is love. We found that in the scripture already in this meeting. He gives us all things to enjoy. He doesn't give you things just to meet your needs. He gives you things to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 17th verse. He gives us all things to enjoy. That's the reason He gives them to you. Of course they meet your needs. But He didn't give it to you just to meet your needs. He gave it to you to enjoy. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't love things. Well, then why do you tell me you love your new car? Don't you just love my new suit? No, I don't love my suit. But I do enjoy it. Now, just that little correction right there can be the source of a development of great honor and respect before God, of whom you are named. You are a priest of God, an heir of God. You are royal blood. That needs to be developed, not in a haughty way, but reality of who you are. So catch yourself when you say, oh man, I just love my new job. Nope. I enjoy my new job. Glory. Yes, amen. And say, Lord, put a watch over my mouth now, because I want my mouth as an instrument of power. Now, I don't want to have to be just running off in every direction. Amen. I'm in training. Amen. And when I say something, I definitely want the devil to understand every word of it. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to check something here now. I want you to say very boldly, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. With boldness now, I want you to say this. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. All right. Now check what's going on in there. Now, the Bible said that David praised God with every fiber of his being. Whoa. So this time, we're going to say the same thing. Only this time, we are going to say it with every fiber of our being. Amen?
Amen.
You ready?
Yes.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Whoa. What happened? Now, the first time you said it boldly, and your spirit was strong about it. But when you stirred up everything in you and shouted that before God, I mean, your inner man come up out of there with like the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, remember that. When things attack your household, and your flesh doesn't want to say anything, it just wants to just cuss or something. You possess your soul, and you go back there in that bedroom or out in the garage, and you slam the door. And you look on the inside and you say something and let all the neighbors know. Back in 1969, I was preaching there in Shreveport, Louisiana, and Carolyn Savelle's home church. She was raised in that church, and brother, that's the meeting where Brother Savelle got saved. And their little daughter was just an infant, and she was in the nursery. And somehow or another, the nursery attendant rocked over her fingers and cut the ends of her fingers off and pulled all the flesh off of the end of her fingers, and the bone was sticking out of the two fingers. She comes screaming and running into the morning service. I'm standing on the platform, and she's screaming, and the baby's squalling and bleeding. And so Jerry and Carolyn and the nursery attendant just ran up on the platform, and I took little Terry and began to pray, and all of a sudden she just fell off to sleep. Well, of course, they took her then to the hospital. And the doctor told him, said, now this is going to be all right. He said, I can fix this. Now, she said she'll never have any fingernails. And Jerry said, oh, yeah, she will. No, he said, no, she can't. All that's gone. It'll be all right. Jerry got in his old car. And he's driving down the street. And all of a sudden, he began to shout the name of Jesus with every fiber of his being. And he began to talk to the devil. He began to talk the power of God. And he began to beat on that steering wheel. And he did just what you and I just did the moment before. And he told me his faith came up on the inside of him to a level, and it never did go back down. And when the time came, they were going to unwrap little Terry's fingers The doctor says, now, I want to warn you now. See, there's no way she can have any fingernails, but this is going to be all right. And Jerry said, no, she's going to have fingernails. Well, the doctor just gets irritated with them. But he unwrapped them, and there were fingernails, fingers, and all. And that doctor said, my God. Jerry said, no, sir. My God, you didn't believe nothing. Now, here we are all these years later, 40 years later, and Jerry, he and I talked about this a lot, and he said his faith just went right on up to the level where it needed to be for him to step on out and go on out in the ministry where he belonged, and he said it never did come back from that place. It just went on from there. This is what David was doing. This is what Jesus did at the tomb of Lazarus. He shouted with a loud voice. Hallelujah. And don't you ever forget how you did that. Now, in here, it's easier because we're flowing together. But when the situation's tight and your flesh is under the influence of fear and unbelief and Satan's pressure, and your flesh don't want to do anything and your mouth don't want to speak anything to God, well, I know the Bible says that. You just get yourself and you get over in there and shut that up. We endure hardship as a good soldier. We're not crabbing like crawling around. Now you do business. That's who you are. Oh, I'm telling you, Satan, all of hell begins to tremble when you start acting like that.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. The promise of a long, blessed, and happy life belongs to every obedient child of God. The Live Long, Finish Strong curriculum, created by beloved New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland, is a dynamic resource that provides time-tested insights that can revolutionize your life. The Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal is a study tool that includes a journal, confessions, prayers, DVD and audio versions containing messages and interviews, and discussion suggestions ideal for group study.
I believe this book is the manual. Every question that you could even come up with regarding living strong, how to do it, how to walk it out, what does the Word of God say pertaining that, this is your manual.
Packed with the spiritual promises designed to build your faith for longevity, the Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum was created to equip you with the wisdom to be happy, healthy, and healed. Order Gloria Copeland's new Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal. This dynamic teaching set based on Gloria's most recent book is now available for only $49.95. For faster processing and a product discount, order your curriculum set through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Gloria's book, Live Long, Finish Strong, can also be purchased separately for only $15.
Our offer today is the Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum, interactive guidebook and journal. Hallelujah, that's a mouthful, and there's a lot in there. And it goes along with the new book, Live Long and Finish Strong. You know, for yourself, your family, your friends, or order it for the church group or your Bible study. It contains in-depth scripture review and personal application of confessions and prayers that it takes and revelation that it takes to live long and live strong. You're not going to just live long and live strong if you don't get in the Word of God and find out how God says to do it. Because it's not a natural thing. It's by faith in the Word of God that we'll be able to live a long life. And that we want to, and we do want to release our faith that we will live strong and live long, not just live long, because we want to be healed and whole and prosperous. Isaiah 40, 31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." We don't give up, and we don't fail to spend time in the Word of God. Because if we're going to live a supernatural life, we have to spend time in God's Word. So learn how to set your sights on 120 good years or more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Order yours today. It'll be a blessing to you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person. Lord, I pray your healing anointing right now to flow into every person and effect a healing and a cure. Be healed in Jesus' name from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed. Be strengthened. Be renewed in your body in Jesus' name. Like Ken shared today, Jerry Savelle was extremely cautious about his words. And today his daughter Terry has fingernails. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. God is our source. When we live by faith and trust God, things work for us every time. Hallelujah. Faith is important to God. You are the healed. You are the whole. You call yourself blessed. You get scriptures that you go over every day concerning what you desire to come to pass in your life. And keep the Word of God at the forefront of your thinking. If you need prayer, we'll be glad to pray with you. Call the prayer ministers in Fort Worth. They're here all the time. Use the toll-free number. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got prayer warriors waiting on your call. Hallelujah. Remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.